8:11 here on Taking the Lead, and welcome. It's Friday morning, and we've got a brand new show or a brand new program or segment that we're bringing to the air this morning. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to technology, and I get kind of geeked out about this, and I had an opportunity to meet with the guys over at Shoreline Smart Homes, and we said, you know, this would be an awesome opportunity to bring them in on the show every Friday at 8:10 to talk about what we're calling Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. And so we have Scott Sterneman and Mike Eisenhart. Welcome. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad you could be here. Okay, so who is or what is Shoreline or who is Shoreline Smart Homes? Give me a little background on Shoreline Smart Homes because I'm totally geeked out about making my home a smart home. Tell me a little bit about it.
So Shoreline Smart Homes, we're your local technology integrator based out of St. Joe with over 20 years experience. We basically take all the technology in your life, whether it's your television, your smart thermostats or smart lighting or anything really tech in your home and try to integrate it together so it all works together. And, you know, there's a lot of product out there. There's a lot of DIY product out there. It can get a little confusing. But we try to make life easier. You know, technology should make your life easier as opposed to tougher. So
now, are you talking about when you say technology, you know, the smart thermostat, the smart TV, I mean, what other types of things could we make smart, so to speak, then? So,
well, there's all kinds of smart products out there. Like you mentioned, thermostats or HVAC, there's blinds. There are entry systems like door locks that you can integrate as well. It's an open field with regard to what smart tech they're coming up with every day and how we're able to integrate it with all the other smart tech that's out there.
Yeah, and we're talking like security cameras as well, where you can check on how things are doing at the house just on your phone for that matter. But so what is smart technology? We started leading into it a little bit. What is, if we wanted to come up with a dictionary definition of what is smart technology, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, tech built into everyday devices like blinds, lighting, thermostats, audio, video, things that you can control via remotely, like on its own app.
Right.
That's what kind of our definition of smart tech is.
So it could be just as simple as an app on your phone.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you think about it. So is this something you can access not only on your phone, but maybe on your tablet or your laptop or your home computer, or even control it from your work computer if you want to control things while you're away?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys have apps then that you guys set up, and we can get into some of the specifics of the specific products here in a little bit. But you have an app then that you could just download onto my smartphone to be able to control all of this stuff.
Yeah, pretty much any tech that's out there now, whether it's if you want to talk brand names, like a Ring doorbell or an Ecobee or a Nest thermostat, just about any tech that's out there, they have their own proprietary app. So let's say you've got 10 different devices in your house.
Right.
You might have 10 different apps to control those devices, which is great if you like swapping between apps on your phone or your tablet.
Right.
When you get into smart technology, most people that get enough of it in their house are looking for a simpler way to make it all work together. And that's when you get into what we call a smart home technology.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because I think, you know, like myself included, I've got, you know, I do have a smart TV. I don't have the smart thermostat. I've still got the old wood-burning fireplace. No, I'm just kidding. But but being able to put it all together, like you said, to make it easy to operate, even if you don't have a whole house full of it, which, you know, you could certainly do at Shoreline Smart Homes. But just even if you've got just a couple of things, just to get them together and make it a whole lot easier, there's a big benefit to that.
Yeah, so that's where we come with the verbiage or the ideology of a smart home, where basically making all that tech work together. And there's product that we sell and brands that we sell that basically you can take all your different brands of tech, make them work together on one system per se, so you have one app that can control it all. And what that gives you is the ability to hit one button and make multiple things happen. So like when you want to go to bed at night and you want to make sure that you've turned the lights off in your house and the garage door was shut and that deadbolt on your back door is locked,
Maybe some security lighting is turned on.
Agree.
Or something.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, yes. Yeah. You can have that one button on your nightstand, or on that app, or take it the next level with an Amazon Echo or a Google Home, where you can just tell Alexa, you know, put the house to sleep, and it triggers that event, and all your tech works together because it's all connected, and that's what gives you a smart home.
Okay. So give me a little background on you guys. You've obviously, you're very well knowledged in all of this. Give me a little background about each one of you, kind of where you got your start and how you got into doing this kind of work.
I'll go first. I think Scott and I have similar beginnings, both born and raised in St. Joe. We started out working at a car stereo shop in St. Joe called the Sound Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we got into our kind of passion for audio. And from there, worked there during high school a little bit during college, and then I left the game and went into private,
sure,
for a while, and then Scott has taken the company to a level to where he needed help,
right.
And so it was a great opportunity to come back into the community from which I grew up and loved, and now I've been back with the company now for the better part of 3 years, and it's just been fantastic.
That's awesome. Scott?
Yeah, so I basically, I started as 15 working at the Radio Shack and in the Hilltop department store, which is no longer
right
there, but most people remember that from the area. Then I, again, like with Mike in high school, started working at a local car stereo shop and ended up buying that company from the original owner when he decided he was going to move back because he was from out of town. So I did that for about 10 years. During that 10 years, started working on custom homes. A lot of homes on the lake were being built, and people wanted, you know, audio in their homes and putting speakers and volume mm-hmm. controls and, mm-hmm. and simple audio. And it kind of that kept us more busy than the car stereo.
I'll bet.
Pretty much focused mainly on custom home audio and video,
sure.
After about 2000. And then the whole smart technology started to evolve like 2004. I kind of got into it heavy in 2006 with a particular brand called Control 4, where we were getting into lighting and HVAC control. And there was still not a whole lot of connectivity with internet and apps. I mean, I don't even think the iPhone was out yet, you know?
Right.
But that's kind of where it's gone from there. And tech's not going away.
It's growing.
And it's,
I mean,
keeping us super busy, and bringing Mike into the picture really helped us be able to expand and do more and keep me from getting burned out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell me, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Shoreline Smart Homes with Scott Sterneman and Mike Eisenhart about smart technology here on Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. A smart home, again, I'm asking you for dictionary definitions, I guess. What would be a definition of a smart home then for some people who may not even know what this is about? I know we've seen them in movies, you know, where people will push a button, or they've got, you know, if you watch the Avengers movie, you know, he's talking with his computer to have him do sort of different things. So what you're saying is we're pretty much there with a lot of this technology that we see in movies.
Yeah, we're closer and closer every day. I mean, when you can be in your kitchen and say,
Alexa,
tell the kids dinner time, Alexa, yeah. Dinner time or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, we can flash the kids' rooms if you've got a big house or a small house, we can flash lights in rooms. We can set the mood lighting. We can turn TVs off. We can turn audio on if you want to listen to a little, I don't know, WSJM or whatever, yeah, in the background.
Or some soothing music or something.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yep. Or if you've got a gas fireplace and you want to have it come on as you're, you know, to sit down to watch TV or something, you can probably program it to have the gas fireplace come on at
yeah,
a specific
more,
time.
Yeah, the more technology, the more items that's integrated in your home, the more control you have.
Now, if you've got an older home, I'm going to ask a sidebar question. If you've got an older home, it's like, wow, my home was built back in the 20s or something. You know, is it too old to do something like this on an older home? Because you've been talking about newer homes being built.
Correct.
Obviously, a little harder to install, possibly running wires and things, but it is possible, right?
Yeah, you might be limited with a few things based on, you know, if you want to get into lighting control, Maybe the house isn't wired properly for some of the newer smart dimmers, but there's other things you can do. Because a lot of older homes, they don't have a lot of lighting circuits, but a lot of table lamps per se. We it's easy to automate a table lamp with a module. But then when you want to get into audio or smart door locks, most of that product is you know, audio can be wireless.
Right.
There's a lot of different brands of wireless audio, and they work well. So, you know, you have to have a network in the house with decent Wi-Fi to make all the wireless stuff work. But most people have that now. So integrating into, you know, a 20s, 30s, 40s. My home was built in the 50s, and I've got quite a bit of tech in it, of course. But, you know, because the lighting control still communicates wirelessly if you replace a light switch or you plug a lamp module in it, it talks to your control box, which is connected to your app, and it's all done wirelessly.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next few weeks here as we continue to talk to you every Friday here on Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes to kind of break it down a little bit more. So next week, then, we'll be talking about services that you offer and just kind of keep breaking it down. If you do have any questions or if you'd like to us to be talking about something, how can they get a hold of you so we can get it up here on the show?
They can log into our website, shorelinesmarthomes.com. And hit us up with an email at our website, and we're happy to respond as soon as we get the information.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some technology and to make your home a smart home, you can certainly contact them at shorelinesmarthomes.com. All of the information there about a lot of the products, and we'll be talking about more as the weeks progress here. Scott and Mike Eisenhart from Shoreline Smart Homes, thanks for coming in and chatting with us. Look forward to next week.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to have us.